Are you currently growing your spiritual business but still working at a job, whether full-time or part-time, and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to be full-time with my spiritual business? If that's you, this is exactly for you. I'm going to dive into how to grow your spiritual business when you're still working at a job, how to make time for it, what to focus on, and how to know when to take the leap to being fully self-employed. Now, you're speaking to someone who's done it twice, twice. Not only have I quit my job and went full-time in my business twice, I grew a six-figure business from scratch twice in the span of just a few years. Now, it wasn't all rainbows and butterflies. There were definitely challenges and bumps and things that I had to do and stretch into, but I did it. And if I can do it, you can freaking do it. So I'm going to share a little bit about my story, the lessons I learned along the way, but most importantly, I want to leave you with some tangible things that you can consider and do to support you with going from working at a job and growing your business to full-time in your business, quitting your job and having more time and freedom.
Welcome to the Spiritual Boss Babe Podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to step into your power and manifest a life and business that sets your soul on fire, then you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie Bellinger, and I'm a mindset and success coach for spiritual entrepreneurs. I am obsessed with helping my fellow soul sisters shine their light and live out their purpose so they can experience more magic in everyday life. We all have a special purpose here, and we're meant to share our message and gifts with the world. You deserve to be fully supported emotionally, spiritually, and financially from doing your soul's work. Together, we can make a massive impact in the world, and it's time. So let's do this.
Before we dive into today's episode, I have a gift that I want to share with you. My Gifts into Gold free mini course. This is a five-part mini course, absolutely free for you. If you are someone who wants to take your business, your message, your mission to the next level and beyond, this is something that you definitely want to be in on. Inside of Gifts into Gold, I cover so many things from building the confidence to show up in bigger ways with your message, with your work in the online space, to growing an engaged, beautiful community, to receiving even bigger for your beautiful work and your amazing offers, and so much more. This is such a power-packed mini course, and I cannot wait for you to dive in. You can find the link in the show notes. Just click it, sign up, and you'll get instant access. I also have something else to invite you in on if you want to dive deeper with me. My Vibe Club membership is open now, and I'm so excited to co-create this with other amazing soul-led leaders on a path of raising the vibration of the planet. Something that I love sharing and supporting people with is elevating their vibrational frequency so that they can be who they came here to be fully and become more magnetic to your desires. Inside of the Vibe Club, it's like an online party where you'll receive monthly tapping activations, amazing trainings and mini courses, a beautiful community of other women just like you who dream just as big as you. You'll receive pop-up live workshops and Q&A and so much more. And it's a monthly thing that you can jump into right now for just $47 for the first month. I'll leave a link for you in the show notes as well to check that out. All right, let's get into it. In my personal experience, I never really did the whole corporate thing. I didn't have a typical 9 to 5 when I was growing my business. I did work multiple jobs, though. I was bartending on the side, I was teaching fitness classes, I was personal training, and I filled up my time with that. But I also left time to work on my business, to work on my dreams. For as long as I could remember, I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, and I've had many different business ventures throughout my life. I started as a makeup artist, and I had this dream of being a celebrity makeup artist. I used to design bras and corsets for artists and performers, gave on to Lady Gaga. I was a personal trainer and had my own boot camp. But when I was building all of those things and working on all of those things, I always had something on the side: bartending, teaching fitness classes, random gigs, you name it. Now, I understand that this is not the case for everybody. Maybe you have a full-time job and it's a 9 to 5 and it takes a lot of your time and energy, and you don't have as much free time to work on your business. And I'm going to touch on that on here as well. And you might want to, at some point on your journey, consider finding something that allows you more flexibility so that you have the energetic space to put more focus towards your business. You see, you have to look at your business as something that you take very seriously. It's not just this little thing that you're doing on the side. It's not just this pipe dream you have that's never going to come to fruition. You've got to treat it like a business. You've got to be serious about it and be intentional with the actions that you take in the time that you do have. So, back to my experience, when I experienced my first venture into self-employment, this is when I had my personal training business. I was a personal trainer at a gym for a while and was bartending and cocktail waitressing and stuff during that time. And I also was doing network marketing online for a company that was in the fit and health and fitness realm. So I was doing a lot of things, and I had this big dream and vision to reach more people, to make a bigger impact. And this was like towards the beginning of online coaching, the very beginning. And I realized that I could make an even bigger difference online, reach more people, make more money, have more freedom. It checked all the freaking boxes. And I was working on bringing that to life through my network marketing stuff that I did, but it didn't really go all that far. But what did happen was I made the leap to being self-employed by privately training my clients. And so I quit the gym and went on my own. But during that time, a lot of things happened that supported me in taking that leap. Most of it was mindset work that I was doing and consistently visualizing myself already being on my own. It was a massive dream of mine at that time to be self-employed, living in New York City, following my dreams. So it was huge. It was a huge deal, and it was also a little nerve-wracking. So a lot of my work during that time was the inner work and realizing that once I was going to take that leap, I would go from barely making any money to five-figure months from my one-on-one clients. Now, that was something that I planned out behind the scenes for a little bit. I already knew I wanted to be self-employed. I was already doing things on the side to plan and prepare for that. I was doing my network marketing thing for extra money. I knew that all of my clients were going to come with me full-time on my own with my private coaching practice. And I was determined to learn and continue taking action on how to grow my own boot camp so that I can meet more people and possibly get new clients that way. And there were a lot of unknowns. There were a lot of things that I didn't know. How's it going to work out? How am I going to keep going? What if I fail? That's why the mindset piece was so important, and it was a huge part of that experience, that process, that whole leap into self-employment. So, bottom line, which I have more stories to share, but bottom line for this piece is make sure that you have a plan, you are being consistent, you having money come in, you are ready to continue pushing your edges before you take that leap. Make sure that you have something in place to support your mindset and your beliefs and your energy as you take the leap, because everything is energy. Everything comes down to your energy and vibration, let's be real. And when that is solid, things fall into place. But it can be challenging at times, especially to our human self when we're taking a big leap into the unknown, something that we're not used to or we're not familiar with, or we don't know how it's going to pan out. So it does take a lot of trust and aligned action, trust and aligned action. So back to my story, I literally went from couch surfing for 3 months, working at a gym, to self-employed, making five-figure months, and living my dream in New York. And then after about a year and a half, I just, a lot of things kept coming up for me. How am I going to keep this up? It was kind of the beginning-ish phase of my personal and spiritual growth, my personal growth journey, like where I got deeper into the subconscious work. And I also felt like I was being pulled into a different direction. I wanted to support people in a deeper way than just fitness. I wanted to support them with their mindset, with spirituality, with living their purpose, but I didn't know what that looked like yet. So it felt like everything crumbled beneath me. Clients, my personal training clients, some of them moved away, some of them stopped. My boot camps were going all right and then kind of fizzled a little. And then other things happened in between, got scammed by a psychic for thousands of dollars. That's a whole other story for a whole other day. And I literally felt like I was starting back at square one. I was renting studio in New York City to train my clients. I was renting another studio to do my boot camp, and I wasn't really bringing in as much money and decided to get a side job again after about a year and a half of being self-employed with my first business venture, making six figures, living the New York City dream. I decided to get a bartending job again, and I was still training clients on the side. Now, that time in my life, I felt like a massive failure. I was like, how the hell did I end up back here again, back doing the hustle and grinding and, starting over? But I eventually accepted that and accepted, you know what? This is what it is right now. This is okay. This is supporting me right now as I rebuild whatever else, whatever's next for me, whatever's wanting to come through for me next. And so that lasted about a year and a half, 2 years, as I was building my next thing. And I was found gratitude for it. And so this is important because I know a lot, I've worked with a lot of clients who still work at a job or still have something on the side, and they're like, oh, I can't wait to leave. And they're feeling like how I felt when I first went back to bartending. And my biggest, advice and encouragement for you is to find gratitude for how that is supporting you as you build your dream. When you can make peace with that and find gratitude for how your job or how your side job is supporting you financially and with stability as you grow your business, it brings more peace of mind. And when you can also remind yourself, this isn't a forever thing. The job isn't a forever thing. This is just a stepping stone that's supporting me on my journey. It will really support you with just having more peace of mind as you build your business and you go about things. But with that being said, if you absolutely fucking hate your job while you're building your business, I recommend finding something else that at least is enjoyable for you so that you can just be in a good energy with that, as well as growing your business, growing your business. The next thing I'll say is set a goal, set a deadline, set a time frame. When do you want to leave your job and be full-time in your business by? Be realistic with this and also leave room for quantum leaps to happen and detach yourself from needing it to happen in a certain time. But it's good to have that intention, that goal, that clarity so that you can have something to work towards. So for me, in my case, when I went back to bartending again after being self-employed and I wasn't sure what was next, I was like, all right, I want to be clear and to build things up from scratch again within the next year, year and a half. And it was a little bit longer than that, but still, it's really kind of fast in hindsight. But I was impatient because I already tasted the freedom of being self-employed, and then I was back to like, eh. But I'm super grateful for it, and I've learned so much on my journey from that experience. So I was bartending again, then I started teaching fitness again. Then I moved across the country and took some of my clients with me on Zoom. And this was a point in my life where I wasn't exactly sure what was next. Sound familiar? I wanted to blend fitness with spirituality, with mindset. And I also was really diving deeper into my own journey with plant medicine and my own spiritual evolution. And I moved across the country to start anew. And I had this download to bring people together that were like me, spiritual, entrepreneurial, purpose-driven women together that were like me, just bring these people together and just start sharing my journey, sharing my wisdom, sharing my lessons. And that was what inspired me to create my community at the very start of my coaching business, my Spiritual Boss Babe brand, which then blew up not that long after that. So I acted on inspired action. I didn't know exactly what my next steps were, but I knew that I wanted to support people, and that became more clear after that. So fast forward a little bit, I moved across the country again. I was barely making any money. I literally was like square one to the two, like, is an understatement actually. Like, I was below square one. It felt like I was sleeping on an air mattress for a year when I was living in Tampa. I could barely pay my rent. I was working two jobs. I was showing up online. It was just like imposter syndrome came up. And then I just had to remind myself, no, I know where I'm going. I know the vision. I know why I'm here. And I became tunnel vision focused, tunnel vision focused, tunnel vision focused. And so again, I had things on the side that supported me, but that still gave me the time to put towards my business. And there were times where I felt so frustrated. When is this going to happen? When is this going to take off? When am I going to be able to be free and not have to work for someone else? Even though I did enjoy my side jobs. I had a really fun gig teaching fitness classes. It was super fun. And the bar, it wasn't bad, but I was impatient. Let's just say that. I was impatient because I really wanted to be free. And I let that motivate me. And I was super, super, super consistent and dialed in with my actions, which is my next takeaway for you, is you want to create the space and time for yourself to be able to dedicate to your business. And the best thing that you could do is spend time putting yourself out there through your content, putting yourself out there through your content, not just any content. Valuable content that's helpful, that allows your people to know you, to connect with you, to trust you, and that builds community and relationships. And that's what I did. So when I was working all these side things, I was consistently showing up. I was consistently putting myself out there. I was consistently doing videos. I was consistently making posts, learning about people, what they were going through, how I could support them, sharing my story, sharing my wisdom. And then eventually I also started making offers and offering different courses and programs to support people. So when you don't have a lot of time to put towards your business, or you don't have as much time as you would like, you've got to be extra intentional in the time that you do have. Intentional. And the best thing that you could do with being intentional is, all right, how do I create community? How do I build more trust with my audience? And what can I offer that will help them solve their problem? That is something that I love talking about, that I'm really amazing at, and how can I bridge that gap? And you maybe already know this. Maybe you already know what you're doing. You've already been doing it and you're still working at your job. Now it's time to get extra laser focused and intentional. The one thing that slows most people down is getting in their head, overthinking things, and letting their emotions run the show or run their business. This happened to me time and time again as well, where I would get in my head, oh, this isn't working. It must mean I suck. It must mean this. It must mean that. Like, no, it doesn't mean any of that. You've got to get out of your head and in your heart and come at this like a full-on spiritual CEO who is leading a movement, running her shit, and is amazing at what she does. Okay. Like, that's the vibe. That's the identity. So as you're showing up as that version of yourself, with that intention, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your energy? I also recommend investing in a coach, investing in a mentor, investing in someone, something, some kind of program, something that could support you with the actions that you're taking and with the accountability and moving through any resistance that's on the way so that you can fast track your results. And everyone has their own journey and their own timing with things. So let's just detach from the outcome and the time frame altogether and be laser intentionally focused in general, because that's what's going to drive the ship forward. Not getting in your head, not overthinking things, not, you know, being wishy-washy with your energy, not treating this like a hobby, but treating it like a serious thing. Like, This is your soul's work. This is your mission. This is your purpose. This is why you were put on this planet. Like, you have some big stuff to do. And so come at it with that energy. That's what I did the second time around when I was on my second way of being self-employed. And as I was working at the bar and as I was teaching the fitness classes and feeling annoyed that I was sleeping on an air mattress, like back at square one, I was just like, all right, you know what? Again, this is just temporary. This is just a blip in the full picture. Laser focused. What wants to come through me? How does God want to serve through me? How can I be of highest service? What can I offer people that will support them? And you want to know what happened? As I was showing up consistently while I was working my two jobs, my community started growing. More and more people started finding me. I also make beautiful crystal power pendants, and I was sharing them all around, and people really started, you know, buying my pendants like crazy. I made like 30 grand, I think, on my pendants in the first year, just my pendants. That's like a whole other side thing. But I was doing that on the side. People started finding out about me. I launched a program to support people with their mindset, with like reprogramming their limiting beliefs. And I shared about it in my Facebook group in the very beginning, not the very beginning, but in this phase when I was about to take the leap to being self-employed again. And I was working at the bar during the day, one day, shortly after I shared about that program, and I saw all these payment notifications coming in. $200, you know, this course was like a low ticket type of 4 week thing that people could do on their own. 200, 200, 200, 200. And I was like, damn, I made like 2 weeks worth of money from like sitting at an empty bar watching payment notifications come in. And that's when I was like, wow, okay, things are growing. People are listening. People are vibing. People want my support in bigger ways. And I started keep building my confidence. So I created different types of offers for different types of people, started sharing as I was continuing to show up and grow my community. And eventually, and I was still making money from my jobs. I had my first 10K month around that time as well. And this time when I took the leap to quitting those jobs, it felt actually a little more nerve-wracking than the first time, because first time I did it and then I failed, quote unquote. I had to start back at square one. So there was a little bit of resistance in me of like, oh man, like if I take this leap, what if it doesn't work? But I saw the trajectory of things through the growth of my community and through how people were responding and purchasing different things that I was offering. I wasn't necessarily rolling in the dough at that time. But with like the combined money from my jobs, from the pendants, from coaching, it was great. But I was about to let go of those jobs so that I could be full-time in my business, because I knew that, all right, I'm at a point now where the more energy I put into my business, the more exponentially it's going to grow, because I already got it to a place where things were flowing. So you have to understand and figure out what that sweet spot is for you. Where do you need to be? What do you need to be feel? What do you need to be experiencing? How much money do you need to be making for you to feel really good about being like, you know what? I'm ready to leave my job now and like put all of my energy into my business. And I'll tell you one thing, it might bring things up and it might feel scary regardless, because you're still taking a leap. So be mindful that you're not getting in your head and you're not letting your mind run the show of like, oh, well, we just need to wait a little bit longer or blah, 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 blah. Like, you need to know what that is for you and trust what that is for you. So for me, since I had two jobs on the side at that time, I decided, okay, I'm going to let go of the bar. I'm going to quit the bar, but I'm going to still teach fitness classes on the side, which, you know, was about, I don't know, 6 classes a week or something like that. I'm going to still do that on the side and I'm going to let go of one of them so I could put more energy into my business. And I put more energy into my work. My community started blowing up even more. I started making more money, and I was at a point where I was like, okay, it I'm going to leave the fitness classes job now because I don't need it anymore. And I trust myself and I trust my work and I trust that I will be able to continue growing this beautiful business, to continue expanding my impact and abundance, and to figure it all out along the way. But right now, I'm good to go. And so that was that moment for me. And it felt really liberating. And it was, I think I quit the bar in like August, and then I quit the fitness thing around like December. So it was not that long after, but I still had to take that leap. So think about what that is for you in the leap when you're able to, when you are ready to take that leap. Again, set the goal, set the intention, detach from it, but you've got to be ready for it when the opportunity happens. And this means that you need to, be consistent with showing up, with pouring your heart into your work, be intentional, remember that CEO vibe energy. And also know that when the time comes to take that leap, it might feel like a mixture of things. It might feel bittersweet. Maybe you enjoy your job and you're like, oh man, like I'm so grateful. And now you said, maybe you feel nervous, whatever. Like it doesn't matter what you feel or what emotions come up. Be ready for a range of things because taking that leap is a major expander. Major expander. Taking that leap is you in like betting on yourself, betting on your success, trusting yourself. Any kind of big leap we take changes our identity. It shifts our identity. It shifts who we be. It shifts how we feel. It shifts our reality. And for me, taking the leap to becoming self-employed in the time, both of those different times, was a big leap that stretched me, that empowered me, that showed me what I'm made of and showed me what I'm capable of. And I reminded myself also in the process, you know what? If it doesn't work out, the worst thing that can happen is I get something else on the side to support me as I figure this shit out. And that's the same case for you. The worst that can happen if it didn't work out is you can find something else that can support you as you grow. So that's the worst that can happen. You know what I mean? You're not going to allow yourself to wither away and, be homeless or anything like that. Like you have to trust yourself enough that you will figure it out, things will work out, you will take action, and remind yourself that you are meant to do what you're here to do. So consider all these things when it comes to quitting your job and going full time in your business, setting that intention, setting that goal, having support along the way, being consistent, showing up clear in your message, and actually making offers and knowing when it's the time to leap, being able to make that leap and trust yourself enough to do so. Your future self is already thanking you. She's the one who's been guiding you on this path to show up, to share your work, to share your message. And your intuition is like dropping clues, leaving clues along your way. That's how it was for me. And I didn't always realize that in the moment until I took action on certain things, action on things that lit me up. The more I took action on things that lit me up, the more abundance I experienced, the more tapped in I felt, and the more success I started experiencing. Honestly, even with my pendants that I make, I just started doing that also on the side as something that I really enjoyed. It really lit me up and it started taking traction, taking off. You've also got to see yourself in your power. This is the last thing I'm going to leave you with here. If you want to quit your job and go full time in your business and actually, make that happen faster, then you've got to be the version of yourself who's already doing it. You've got to embody the self-employed CEO who is in charge of her life, who has the freedom, who has the abundance, and start to take actions from that vantage point. And this is a big one. This is at the core of all of my work and everything that I support people through is the embodiment piece. Because it's that's really going to impact your results and how long or how fast it takes for you to be completely on your own. So consider what that version of yourself would be doing, how she would be feeling, what would she be doing in her spare time? How would she create extra time? What would she do if she was you now? Like channel her into you now, because I guarantee she would be creating time for income producing activities like building your community, sharing your offers, really getting to know your people and how you could support them, working on your mindset and energy, and bring pieces of what that version of you would do in the now. It's exactly what I did when I first started growing my Facebook group and my community and didn't have many people in there. I decided, you know what? I'm going to show up as the version of me who has tens of thousands of people in her audience, and I'm going to speak as if they're already in here. And I just decided, I just actually felt deep within me that I would grow a big community by being myself. It's just this inner knowing that I had within me, but I had to do a lot of work on myself to really embody that and show up as that. I don't know if that makes sense, but like I had this calling, but I had to grow into it. And I grew into it. My community blew up, and it was because I embodied the version of myself who already had a massive community before I had it. And that's exactly what I'm suggesting for you to do here when it comes to going full-time in your business, embodying the version of you who is full-time in her business. And think about things that you'll do for you that you may be benefit from doing for yourself. Like, what is your morning practice? How are you taking care of yourself? That type of thing. Think of all of that, journal on this, and consider all of the points and all the things that I shared in this when it comes to taking the leap and really going all the F in on your business, on your soul's work, on the beautiful work that you're here to do in the world and share with other people. And I would love to hear if this was helpful for you, what your big takeaway was, what your aha moment was, if any. That would make me so happy to hear that and to celebrate you on this path, on this journey of you going all in on your soul's work. All right. I love you so, so much. I will see you soon, and I hope you have a magical day. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button. If you want extra motivation to manifest a life and business you're obsessed with, then find me on Instagram at itsstephaniesage and visit spiritualbossbabe.com. I love you so, so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.